They're feeling the love in Coolin at the moment because they're planning to show you Coolin like you've never seen it before. And when you think of Coolin, you think of things like bush races and, as Andrew was talking this morning, Camp Coolin and so on. But this is a new project that will talk about the heritage of Coolin. It's really interesting. And it's called Coolin Open Doors. Jen Wisson is with us from Coolin. She's on the line. Jen, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How are you going?
Good. How are you? Now, tell us about this Open Doors project. It's going to get a bit breezy, isn't it?
Well, John, our Open Doors project is all about showcasing the history and the heritage of the Coolin town site. Like many of our country towns, the main street, the original street in the town, is made up of buildings such as the Memorial Hall, old shops that were originally there, obviously the pub is an integral building in the development of different towns. I guess nearly 100 years on from settlement of especially Coolin, these buildings, a lot of them have now changed slightly. Some of them now have people living in them. And our project is all about, I guess, unlocking these spaces and opening the doors, I guess you'd say, to these spaces and learning about who lived there, what it used to be like, and maybe discovering some of the ghosts from the past that once were connected to those places.
How are you going to do that? Do you put a little brochure in the front of every building or a little plaque? How are you going to do it?
Well, John, I guess traditionally that is how some of these stories and histories of different buildings have been explained, but we're actually going to be using theatre to represent the different stories surrounding the heritage buildings in Coolin. We're going to have actors that might just pop out of different spaces. You might just bump into somebody from the past. There might be clues set up to allude to when, say, somebody's the place that they're living in now actually used to be an old tea rooms or a boarding house. And like I said, a lot of these places, because they are lived in now, it's a rare opportunity for the Coolin community and visitors who are coming to town to be able to come in and take a glimpse of these different places and get a feel for what they used to be like and who used to live in there and what they used to be used for.
So, you know, if somebody's living in a house that used to be a boarding house, for instance, you're going to turn it back to being a boarding house, or you're going to have people in there, actors in there who act out the life of the building of the boarding house?
Well, a bit of a combination actually, John. So it'll be as the visitor and the community walk around the town. So this is actually a planned event to coincide with the week leading up to our Coolin Bush Races. Yep. For the first weekend of October. It'll be a self-guided discovery during the day. So visitors and community members will wander around the town and literally, I guess, bump into people that they may not have expected to be lurking in those buildings. There will be scenes set up. There will be some, I guess, representation of what the building used to be like. So there'll be clues to allude to what it may have previously looked like before it got turned into a bank, or before it was turned into a house, or before it was turned into a shop. Yeah, so there will be a mix of clues and actors ready to intrigue people as they come through.
It sounds fascinating. However, I have got a slight fit of the giggles thinking about some of the Coolin locals.
Yeah.
Bumping into somebody out of town dressed strangely, leaping out of a doorway and confronting them. I could see that going very badly, actually.
Well, we're going to obviously be careful that we don't startle people too much. But the whole idea is more about, you know, it is meant to be unexpected, and it's meant to be a very new and different way of representing the stories that are associated with the history of our town.
And the wonderful thing, it seems to me, is it makes people think about the doorway, the building, the window they walk past every day.
Definitely. And I guess it also comes down to the notion of, if only these doors could talk. Who used to walk in and out of the doors? Yeah. The doors to the buildings are so significant for the past years, who and why and when people would walk in and out of buildings and what they were doing there and what it was all about.
How do you do the research? Have you got all the stories together?
We have teamed up with the Shire of Coolin, being we, have teamed up with a company called Scoop Light Theatre. They've actually already ran a very successful concepts like this on Rottnest Island. So they're bringing that to Coolin. They, along with Shire staff, have been doing a lot of the research. We've been recording people's stories, people's memories, talking about, you know, what did you remember about Paddy Baker, who used to be the guy that ran the films in the old hall, and actually talking to people who remember going to those shows on a Thursday night and what it was like and what he looked like and what kind of shows did you watch.
So he was the travelling guy, wasn't he?
He was. He used to do a lot of different towns, and I think he actually ended up owning the Regal Theatre in Subiaco.
And in Northam, that when they went looking at an old drain pipe that wouldn't flow, they found a wad of his money that had been stuffed up the drainpipe at the old cinema.
Oh, hey. Well, we thousands have to of pounds. That's our story. Yeah. But I mean, there's stories of, you know, illegal TABs running out of butcher shops and different horse races around the area. Yeah. I mean, people have fantastic memories, and it's these memories that we really want to bring to life and give the community and visitors to our town a really good sense of our history, and also in a really enjoyable way.
Now, and that's in the week before the Coolin Bush races.
It is. So how it works is on the Thursday and the Friday. So the main race day is on the Saturday, the first weekend. The Thursday and the Friday, when visitors and community members are wandering around town, that's when they can just stumble across different buildings and different people. Then on the Thursday and Friday nights, it's going to be a Coolin by Night tour, and there'll be different stories and different characters that you may bump into while you're doing this tour, and that's more of a formal tour that we'll be selling tickets to.